Spotlight.
This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions on infrastructure development in Bihar. The participants are Faizan Ahmed, senior journalist, and Ashwini Srivastav, journalist.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today took two key decisions related to Bihar. It has approved doubling of Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section at the cost of 3,169 crore. Another decision relates to the construction of four-lane greenfield access control Mokama-Munger section of the Buxar-Bhagalpur high-speed corridor on hybrid annuity mode with a total project length of around 82 km and total capital cost of 4,447 crore. Both are very important infrastructure related projects. Let us first talk about doubling of this railway line. How beneficial will it be for the people of state, Faizanji?
The approval of this Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line. Now, today the Union Cabinet approved its doubling at the cost of 3,169 crore. This railway line will definitely benefit Bihar, not only Bihar. It is also going to benefit parts of Jharkhand as well as West Bengal. Because this line Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat is connecting these three states. And it is very important railway line. It was only a single railway line, but government's decision doubling will be a big relief as well as boon for these three states.
Right. We'll talk more on this, but first let us listen to Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav as to what he said while announcing this important cabinet decision.
Bhagalpur, Dumka, Rampurhat doubling, ye 3,169 crore rupees ka project hai. Abhi jo maximum trains jati hai, wo Bhagalpur se Malda town hote hue Rampurhat niche ki taraf, Havda ki taraf jati hai. Is doubling ke baad mein Bhagalpur se Dumka और उससे सीधा रामपुरहाट की तरफ गाड़ियां काफी जा सकेगी, काफी पैसेंजर गाड़ियां, मेल एक्सप्रेस, कई गाड़ियां इससे जा सकेगी और बहुत बड़े जो तीर्थ स्थल है देवघर, उस धाम को भी जोड़ता है ये और एक तरीके से साउथ बिहार को जो बड़ी कनेक्टिविटी चाहिए होती है टुवर्ड्स कलकत्ता, टुवर्ड्स साउथ, वो कनेक्टिविटी इस प्रोजेक्ट से मिलती है.
Faizanji, Minister mentioned that this provide connectivity to prominent destinations such as Deogarh, which is known for Baba Baidyanath Dham, and Tarapeet, Shakti Peet. And it both of these destinations attracts a lot of pilgrims. Do you feel that it is going to help people and ensure better connectivity to these places of great importance?
Yeah, that's true. Tourist destinations, Deogarh in Jharkhand and Tarapeet in West Bengal. Very major attraction, tourist attraction, as well as these are very important religious places like Tarapeet, one of the very famous peet, as well as Deogarh. You see, during this month of Shravan, millions of pilgrims, they go to Deogarh, Baba Dham, and for the Jalabhishek there. And they travel from far off places in Bihar, Jharkhand, as well as Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. And I will not say that they had no proper communication to reach these places. But after this, the doubling of these Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat railway line of 177 kilometers, it will be really a very big relief and a big facility for the tourists as well as the common passengers also. Because this railway line will not only facilitate the passengers' movement, but also the freight movement.
Right. And it is said that this enhanced line capacity will improve mobility, providing enhanced efficiency and service reliability for Indian Railways. The multi-tracking proposal will also ease operation and reduce congestion, providing the much required infrastructure development on the busiest sections across Indian Railways. The projects are also in line with the Prime Minister's vision of a new India, which will make people of the region Atmanirbhar by way of comprehensive development in the area. Faizanji, do you feel that this will enhance employment or self-employment opportunities for the people in the region?
Oh yes, definitely. This improvement in freight corridor and freight movement on this 177 kilometer range, it will definitely bring economic prosperity. And this economic process is, it is estimated that an additional freight traffic of 15 million ton per month, that will be an additional freight traffic after this line is doubled. So there will be a good scope for this employment generation as well as economic development and prosperity.
Right. Also, this is an essential route for transportation of commodities such as coal, cement, fertilizer, bricks and stones, etc. You know, a lot of people rely on this important route. Do you feel that it is going to open up more avenues in the logistics sector so that people can come and invest more in the state?
Oh, yes. As you just said that whether it is cement or stone or coal, particularly coal, movement of and this freight of these goods will be improved and enhanced. And this enhancement of these movements will definitely bring prosperity to this entire region.
Let us now talk about another decision taken by Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs today, and it is related to the high-speed corridor. This section provides connectivity to important regional cities such as Mokama, Baraiya, Lakhisarai, Jamalpur, Munger, connecting to Bhagalpur. How do you see this decision and in what way it would be beneficial for the people?
This was a very old demand of the people of Bihar, particularly of that region of the Mokama, Munger and Bhagalpur. Bhagalpur and Buxar high-speed corridor, of which this Mokama, Munger is a part, is a green field scheme. And earlier it was two lane. Now the plan is to make it four lane. And making the four lane of any highway, it brings not only this prosperity, but economic growth and people's movement wherever it happens. So this Mokama-Munger section of this Buxar-Bhagalpur corridor, it will be made four lane. It will cover almost 82.4 kilometers at a cost of 4,447 crore. So it is a big, big project. And once it is implemented, it will definitely bring a very big and major changes, whether it is economic changes as well as social changes. And it will also bring big improvement and prosperity of that region.
Right. We will talk more on this, but before it, let us now listen to Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw as to what he said while announcing this key decision by the cabinet taken today.
Mokama se Munger four laning, ye basically Buxar Bhagalpur corridor ka section hai. Iska investment hoga 4,447 crore. 4,447 crore rupay ka ye investment hoga. Bihar mein agar aap dekhte hain, Ganga ji ke south mein ye pura ka pura corridor hai, Buxar se leke Bhagalpur tak. Dakshini Bihar ka ek mahatvapurna project hai. Buxar se leke chale agar hum, Patna tak already achha network hai. Aur aage Patna se leke Fatua tak, aur Fatua se aage niche Begusarai tak. Ye project kafi kareeb kareeb kahin pe 6 lane hai, kahin pe 4 lane hai. कंप्लीट हो चुके हैं आज जो अप्रूव हुआ है ये मोकामा से मुंगेर तक का सेक्शन 82 किलोमीटर का तो ये करीब करीब पूरे के पूरे सदन बिहार का बड़ा एक मेजर कॉरिडोर कंप्लीट फोर लेनिंग इसका हो जाएगा
फैजान जी दिस मुंगेर जमालपुर भागलपुर बेल्ट इन ईस्टर्न बिहार इज इमर्जिंग एज ए की इंडस्ट्रियल रीजन फोकसिंग ऑन लॉट ऑफ एक्टिविटीज यू सी देयर इज एन ऑर्डिनेंस फैक्ट्री ऑलरेडी देयर इज एग्जिस्टिंग गन फैक्ट्री And there is a locomotive workshop in Jamalpur and food processing unit in Munger. And there's lot of activities related to logistic and warehousing hub. In fact, when we talk about Bhagalpur, it stands out as a textile and logistic hub led by Bhagalpuri silk, which is quite famous. Similarly, Baraiya is also emerging as a region for food packaging, processing and agro warehousing. Do you feel that today's decision will lead to increased economic activity in the region? And drive up the freight movement and the traffic, especially on the Mokama Munger section in future.
This section we are talking about has emerged major area in Bihar where more industrial and economic activities are going on. As far as this Bhagalpur, Munger, Jamalpur, these places, they are historically associated with some industrial activities like locomotive in Jamalpur, then gun factory in Munger, as well as now Balaiya has emerged a food processing joint. So these places have emerged major industrial or economic activities part of Bihar, and four laning of this Mukama Munger section will become major, you can say, developmental project in the South Bihar, starting from Buxar up to Bhagalpur, involving Munger and Jamalpur and all these sections. So this four laning of this 82.4 kilometer project definitely bring a major economic and social change in this section of Bihar. And as the minister was also saying that this project in the south of Ganga, Patna, Fatuha, Begusarai, this will become a major corridor, not just for this freight movement and passenger movement, as well as it will be a major industrial hub of Bihar.
Right. Faizanji, you mentioned that this four-lane proposed corridor will bring down overall travel time by approximately 1.5 hours while offering safer, faster and uninterrupted connectivity for both passenger and freight vehicles. You mentioned that, but how is the state of affairs there now?
You see, a speedy movement, whether it is on road or on railway line, this has been a demand of these industrialists as investors, because they want this freight and movement of their products to and fro. But unfortunately, Bihar had quite bad roads in the past, as well as poor connectivity, whether it was road connectivity, bridge connectivity and railway connectivity. But during the past few years, I will say about 10 years, so these things have improved sharply. But as far as this Mukama Munger section is concerned, I think at present the speed of the vehicles on this two lane was hardly 50 kilometer per hour. But it is expected that after this four laning of this, the speed will go up to 80 kilometer per hour, which will definitely reduce the travel time of about 1 hour.
Right. Of late, the center has been emphasizing much on providing better rail and road connectivity to Bihar. You see, a lot of Vande Bharat trains have also started in the state. Plus, there is a special emphasis on construction of national highways. How do you see the rail and road connectivity in the state, and what more can be done to ensure hassle-free travel and for industrial development as well?
Yeah, I will say that Bihar is quite fortunate to have high-speed trains like Vande Bharat. Even last month, the Honorable Prime Minister inaugurated one Vande Bharat train in Bihar. And as far as road connectivity and railway connectivity is concerned, it has made a major improvement during the past few years. And a big railway project, as well as road and bridge projects, have come to Bihar, which definitely helped Bihar in its progress. And there is no doubt when I say that railway movement in railway traffic and facilities, Bihar has quite developed in these infrastructures. It will definitely bring prosperity to this entire region.
Right. Faizanji, you explained to us in detail about these two key decisions taken by the cabinet today. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
You are listening to our discussion on Union Cabinet decisions on infrastructure development in Bihar. The participants were Faizan Ahmed, senior journalist, and Ashwini Srivastav, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.